took 80 hours to remedy that situation. And the reality is that it could have taken about 5-10 minutes a month. You know, all that had to be done was, first of all, to talk with this guy and with his sister, who was his payee, about the importance of reporting. Reporting to Social Security, and then just keep following up with that. Because if he had been reporting this, we would have known about it a long time before. You know, there wouldn't have been an overpayment. We would have been able to go up to Social Security and work things out much easier, you know, if it had even become an issue, you know. The other thing was just tracking and taking a look at the income when he first started the job. If that had been done, you would have seen that there was some conflict here, that there was a possibility that benefits would have stopped, and you would have been able to address that with him and with his sister at that time, rather than when it came to a crisis. You know, the other thing is, one of the things we did in order to fix that was we wrote a subsidy letter. And that's something that could be done again in 5 minutes using a form letter, 5 minutes once a month. Just filling out the number of hours and signing it and sending it off to Social Security, and getting a release from the consumer on a periodic basis. So there's a lot of ways that when you're doing the benefits planning and you're talking about this stuff up front, it's a lot less time consuming than dealing with the crises down the road. You know, so I hear some folks saying, well, I don't have time to do this. You know, I don't have time to be a benefits consultant. Okay? Well, you don't have to be. You don't have to be a benefits consultant to know to talk with a person when you're doing follow-up, and just, just each month when you talk with the person, say, you know, did you remember to report your income this month? Is there anything I can help you with there? Did your job situation change? I mean, in most cases, people are asking that anyways, you know, and continuing that relationship. And continuing to make a part of that relationship, talking about the benefits piece. And not forgetting about it, because it isn't something that stays constant forever. The rules change, people's income changes, people's jobs change, and when that's happening, it's important that the benefit stuff is being addressed. Because otherwise you get into those situations where a person comes to you in crisis. Or the person comes to you with a letter and says, oh, I owe $27,000, what are you going to do about it? You know, you can avoid those things. And let me tell you, it's a lot less time consuming to do that up front. And it doesn't take a lot of specialized knowledge to do some of that up front. So it's a lot easier to do that then than 5 years down the road or 7 years down the road when it's a real mess and the person's in crisis.